Fulgham, our evangelist for this evening. Hallelujah. I love you, brother. I appreciate you. I told him that we were going to go to Zambia together, and he's starting off to school. Tell us what you're doing. Amen. We're going to be on Orange tonight for him.
Orange. Hallelujah.
Glory. There you go. He's going to be loud. You're going to have to drop him down some. Amen. Tell us what you're fixing to do and going to school and all that before you get started, brother. Amen.
I'm so glad to be with you tonight. I've looked forward to this opportunity. I saw Brother Jerry down at the camp meeting last week. I went down there one morning. I preached revival last week in Fuquay Arena, but one morning I was able to go down to Falcon to the camp meeting there, and I saw him, and he asked me to come. So I'm glad to be with you tonight. He asked me to tell I'm beginning on August the 20th. I'll begin online classes through Lee University out of Cleveland, Tennessee, the Church of God run college, and I'll begin my classes there for college to begin pursuing a degree in ministry. So I'll begin with that on August the 20th. So if you would, pray for me and call my name out before the Lord. So if you would, let's stand tonight for the reading of the Word of the Lord. I don't want to keep you long. I want to deliver God's Word to you, though. I'm going to preach. Amen. We've heard singing, but it's time to hear the Word.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord.
Yes.
Second Chronicles chapter 5 tonight, and verse number 1, if you have your Bibles. Second Chronicles chapter 5, and verse number 1. It says, thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished, and Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Now I want you to look down to verse number 11. It says, and it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounded with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. So that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. I want to preach tonight on the subject, the glory filled the house, asking God that His glory would fill this house tonight. Would you stretch your hands this way and ask God to help me deliver His Word? Lord, I thank You for another opportunity to deliver the powerful, inspiring Word of the living God. Lord, I pray that You would touch me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch me to deliver the Word of the Lord that You've given unto me. God, let Your anointing rest upon me, and let Your anointing rest upon those that are here, that they would hear and receive of Your Word. Let Your glory fall upon us, and let Your glory fill this house. We will praise You and worship You forever and ever. You are worthy to receive all glory and all power and all praise forever and ever. We thank You in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. King Solomon has just completed the temple. In the fourth year of his reign, the foundations for this temple were laid. It took 7 years to complete, according to 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 38. The Bible says that he was 7 years in building it. This temple was built to be the dwelling place of the God of glory. He would dwell in this house between the mercy seat and the cherubim, and it would be his only abiding place on earth. Before the temple was built, God's dwelling place had been in the tabernacle. And the tabernacle was somewhat of a forerunner to the temple. It was used as a mobile sanctuary when the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness under the leadership of Moses. It was used as a mobile sanctuary until the time of King Solomon, when this temple was to be built. All the sacred vessels which had been in the tabernacle, such as the altar of incense, the golden lampstand, and others, were now brought into the temple and put among the treasures of the house of God. These elements were placed inside the temple, and we come to our passage tonight, which shows us what happened when that temple was dedicated. The priests placed the Ark of the Covenant inside of the temple. And all throughout the Bible, the Ark represented the manifested presence of God. I will tell you tonight that if there is anything we need in this day and in this hour, it is the manifested presence of the living God. We're living in a world that is corrupt, that is confused, and that is controlled by the powers of Satan. But we need the presence of God to come down once again in our churches, in our hearts, and in our lives, and fill us to overflowing. The Bible says that inside of the ark was the two tables of stone, which were the Ten Commandments. And these two tables represented the Word of God. Not only do we need the presence of God, but we need the Word of God. We can come in, we can shout, we can run the aisles and have a good time in God's presence. But if we do not know what we believe and why we believe it, we are in a mess tonight. We must know that we stand holy on the Word of the living God. My faith is built upon this book. The Bible says, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. There is power in the Word of God tonight. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So we see that there, the Word of God was in there. The presence of God was represented. But it was such a strong anointing that came down into that temple that the priests could not even stand to minister, because the glory of the Lord had filled that house to overflowing. Oh, that God would so fill us with His glory in this house tonight that we would just have to stop and take a moment just to bask in the presence of the living God. David said that in His presence there is fullness of joy. But I want you to look at this from another point of view tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? We see that God's glory came down and filled that temple when Solomon dedicated it. But the Bible says that we are the temple of God. The Spirit of God dwells within me tonight. The same Spirit that filled that temple, the same glory that caused those priests to not even be able to stand to minister, that same Spirit that caused them to fall down on their faces before God, is the same Spirit that resides in us today as believers. But the question is this tonight: are we willing to let God's glory fill our temples? Not only this church, but you. Are you willing to let God and His glory so fill your life that you walk in His presence, that you live in His presence, that you are constantly in the presence of God? Are you willing to let God's glory fill this house? If I can have a little bit more volume up here. Glory in the Old Testament means kabod. The word used was kabod, meaning the weightiness of God. It was impressive, powerful, and great. It filled the temple and it covered the Ark of the Covenant. But in the New Testament, another word was used for glory. In the New Testament, the word for glory that was used is Shekinah, meaning that which dwells. It is the literal presence of God. In our text, there are three aspects that are emphasized to us that I've read to you tonight. First of all, I want you to see the preparation. Verse 1 would tell us thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. There was preparation involved before they saw the glory. If we want to see the glory of God manifested in our hearts and in our lives, we've got to prepare for that glory. There is preparation that must be made. And I believe that some of you under the sound of my voice tonight have been preparing to see the glory of God. You have taken time to get down on your knees before a holy God, and you've taken time to call out to Him and ask Him to fill you with His presence, to fill you with His glory. You've taken time to fast and to push away the plate so that you can call on the name of the Lord. And if you're preparing for that glory tonight, I can promise you that God will fill you with His presence. God will fill you with His power, and God will fill you with His glory. There is preparation that must be made. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 15. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There's a pattern that is laid out there. First of all, we prepare by humbling ourselves before God. It says, humble themselves. James 4 and 10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. I can tell you, we will never experience a move of God. We will never experience the presence of God with pride and arrogance, not only in the pulpit, but also in the pew. We will never experience a true move of God's glory if preachers are so prideful and arrogant that they get up in the pulpit thinking they are somebody, that you can't do anything for them because they've got it. We've got a lot that are that way. We've got a lot that are full of themselves. They're prideful. They're arrogant. But the Bible says to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And when you humble yourself before Him, He will do the lifting. The Bible says humble yourself. But then secondly, it said to pray. It said that we need to pray if we're preparing for the glory. Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jesus said in Mark 9 and 29, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. If we want to see God's glory and God's presence, we must return to prayer. We must take time to call out to God and believe Him. But then the Bible says that they must turn from their wicked ways. We prepare by holy living. Holy living before God. 1 Peter 1 and verse 15. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. The glory of God will not fill an unclean temple. Isaiah 57 and 15 says, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The Bible says that God dwells in the high and holy place. God will not fill a temple that is unclean. If we're preparing ourselves for God and His presence and for His glory, we must live upright before Him. I'm not preaching sinless perfection to you tonight. You will never be perfect before God. But when you are living holy, you are opening up yourself to God and His glory. How many knows tonight we have been called out of this world to be separate? We have been called out of this world to be different. We have been called to be holy. And I know preaching like this is not going to win me a popularity contest. I know that I'm probably not going to have a full schedule because of what I'm preaching right now to you. You've got to live holy before God in these last days. Time is running out, my friend. Time is running short. And God is calling some people who will make up their minds in the midst of an ungodly world, in the midst of a sinful world. I am going to stand in the midst of opposition. I'm going to live right before God. I'm going to live holy. I'm going to live separated before Him. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If you want the glory of the Lord to fill your temple, you must live holy. But then the Bible would say that they must seek my face. There is great power and glory that comes when we seek the face of the Lord. We seek God for who He is. So many times we can seek God over things. We can seek God over this and over that, this need, that need. But if we're truly seeking God, the Bible says, but seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then what? All these things shall be added unto you. But you've got to first seek God for who He is. Seek God for what He is able to do in your life. And when you do, you will experience the glory of God. When we prepare ourselves, we seek God and His glory. Then we reap, we see the glory of God manifested among us. If you've not come prepared tonight, and if you've not made preparation, if you didn't come to experience the move of God, you don't have to partake in it. But I made up my mind when I came here tonight. I may be here for one service only. I may not be here for a revival or extended meeting, but I've come on a Sunday night with a mind made up. I'm going to have a move of God in my spirit, in my soul. I'm going to have a move of God. If we want to see the glory of God manifested, we must prepare. Secondly, we see the praise. Verse 13 tells us that the trumpeters and singers were as one, and then they began to lift up their voices praising the Lord, saying, for He is good, His mercy endureth forever. And then the glory came down. They praised God. The people began to play the instruments. They began to sing. They began to praise the Lord. And when they did, the glory of God filled the house. God still inhabits the praises of His people. Psalm 22:3 says, but Thou art holy, O Thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. If we want the glory of God tonight, it's time to praise the Lord. Our people in here tonight have been talking so much about praising God. They've been talking so much about lifting Him up. And if we want to see God in His fullness, if we want to see God in His glory, we have got to praise Him. We've got to magnify Him. I'm traveling in evangelism and I'm seeing so many different churches. You go from a different city every week, it seems like, and you see so many different churches. Some of them are on fire. They're full of the power of God. They're full of the glory of God. And some of them, you know, they haven't experienced anything like that in a long time. Some churches have lost that glory because they stopped praising God. Where once they knew the power of God, somewhere along the way, something went wrong and they lost it. Many that have once known the glory and had the glory today have that name written across their doorpost, Ichabod, for the glory of the Lord has departed. Jeremiah 2:11 says, hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. So many people have traded in their glory for so many different things. Many have traded in their glory for cheap entertainment. They've traded in the glory for a good show. And there's so many churches, when you go in them, all you're going to get is a good show. You'll get up and you'll see people who have come out to sing, and they're not singing to glorify God. Whatever reason they may be singing for, it's not to glorify God. Many of them are singing and glorifying themselves. Many preachers are getting up into a pulpit just so they can show you how good they can preach. I'm going to get a Bible degree myself, but many are coming to show you just how much they know. I've not come to show you how well I can preach tonight. I don't think I can preach that well, but I know that I have the anointing of God on my life. I know that I've experienced the power of God in my life, and I've come to tell you that if you'll prepare your heart, if you will prepare yourself, and if you will praise the name of the Lord, God will fill you with His glory, and He will fill you with His presence. Shalomayakabahaya. He'll fill you with His glory in this house tonight. Psalm 113 and verse 3 says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. I can tell you, if we don't get anything else done in this house tonight, we should come with the made up mind, I will praise the name of the Lord. I will magnify His name. I will glorify His name. I'm reminded of David in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6. The ark of God, the presence of God, I told you, had been off in foreign countries where it should never have been. The ark of God should not have been off in foreign countries, heathen countries. And then the ark of God, David went to get it, to bring it back to Jerusalem. And the Bible says that as David was bringing in that Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem, that David danced before the Lord with all of his might, with everything in him. With everything in him, he made up his mind, I've got into God's presence. I've made my way into the presence of the Lord, and now I'm going to praise Him. David, unashamedly, he made up his mind to praise the Lord. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might. I'll let you in on something tonight. The presence of God has come into this house. The presence of God has invaded this atmosphere. And now the question I have is, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with God's presence? Are you going to sit back and fold your arms? Or are you going to lift up holy hands and praise the name of the Lord? David, he praised the Lord with all his might. He danced before the Lord. But then that night he got home. Things weren't looking too well. He walked in and his wife met him at the door. She said, my, how the king of Israel danced today. She said that he was naked, but he wasn't naked. The problem is that she saw him as a king. She loved him as a king. But when he took off that robe of royalty, he took off that robe that represented his kingship. He took it off, laid it to the side, and the Bible says he put on the linen ephod. He took off that robe of royalty and put on the garment of praise. He took off his title. He took off who he was in the world and just became a worshiper. There's going to be some people in your life who will like you for what you can do for them. They will like you for your worldly title. They will like you for your worldly position. But when you lay all of that to the side, when you lay off that title, when you lay off that status in society and just become a praiser and just become a worshiper, there will be people who don't like you. So David's wife, she spoke against him. She said, "My, how the king of Israel danced today." But I love what David said to her. He didn't let it bother him. He didn't let it get him down. In effect, what he looked back at her and said, he said, "If you think I danced then, if you think I praised God then, just hang around for 10 more minutes because I will praise Him. I will worship Him." He said, "I will be all the more vile. I'm going to keep on praising God. I've come to Westmoreland tonight to tell you I don't care what you think of me, but I've come in this house with a made up mind that I am going to praise the name of the Lord. God has been good to me. He's blessed me. He saved me. He's delivered me from the curse of sin and from the curse of the law." He's worthy tonight of all glory, of all honor, and of all praise. I wish somebody would magnify the name of the Lord in this house. He is worthy of all praise. There is no other name under heaven that's worthy of praise but the name of the Lord. I wish you'd lift up holy hands and magnify the name of the Lord. The glory of God is here. The power of God is here. The presence of God is here. Lala mashanda lala bahata bahaya. He is worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all praise. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Just worship Him. Bask in His presence. Enjoy the presence of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. His presence is visiting us right now. God's glory is here right now. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm not going to override God's presence. Somebody stand to your feet right now. Somebody stand to your feet right now and worship the Lord. I'm not going to go over God. He's here tonight. God's Spirit is here tonight. Just worship Him. Just lift Him up. Just magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, mashanda yada da da bosaya makaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Raise your hands to God in the name of Jesus. Shanda da 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 bosaya. In the name of Jesus, touch your Holy Ghost. Touch your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 If you have a need in your life tonight, if you need the glory of the Lord to fill your temple, let's line up down this middle aisle. We're going to have an old-fashioned prayer line here tonight. I feel the presence of God. In His presence, every need can be met. In His presence, every need can be supplied. And whatever you need from God tonight, I want you to line up down this middle aisle. And we're going to believe God for you tonight. Everyone come that will, let's line up down this middle aisle. Let's get this thing started. God is in this house tonight. And He's going to move upon you tonight. Come over here. Brother Jerry, help me pray. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.